We fly with our spirit.
Trusting your spirit, yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Hello, and welcome back to
the Solar Sisters Podcast
with your host, Christina and Natasha.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 4.
We just wanted to let everyone know that this podcast, we're actually going to be focusing a little bit more on water.
Water and our life force, it being our life force.
Yeah. In the last one, we said we were going to do some breathing techniques. We're actually going to wait and hold that off until next week. We have some information and exciting things to share with you guys this week about water and the things that we have come upon. We wanted to give a shout out to one of our listeners.
Yes, big shout out to Chantel, our solar sister all the way in California City, California. She has turned us on to something so magical and so powerful and so life-altering that it's probably going to take over the whole basis of this podcast. And we're still going to be going into talking about the changing the molecular structure of your water, but she has turned us on to something so amazing. Should we tell them what it's called?
We should.
It is called
Kangen Water Source.
Yes, Kangen Water Source. And oh my gosh, you guys, buckle in because we're about to go on a ride of your life, like rocket ship ride of enlightenment and knowledge. And I am floored that people don't know about this. Yes. And I am floored that I have thought I was pretty health conscious over the years and
knowledgeable
and drinking, you know, alkalized water, 9.5 pH. And oh my God, my whole world's been just shattered now. And
right. Completely changed.
Yeah. It's a whole new world, like Aladdin. Like, this is big news, you guys. So again, sit tight. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Drink up. Gulp, gulp, gulp. As we all know, water is life.
Literally.
Our planet holds mostly water as well as our beings.
So what does that mean when it comes to the water that we're drinking and putting into our bodies? Some people don't care. Some people drink tap water and think they're A-okay. Some people drink just regular bottled water and others drink alkalized pH-ed water. Chances are, whichever category of water you are drinking, the chances are that your body is not absorbing the water correctly and it's actually turning acidic once it's in your body and you're getting no hydration at all. You're basically drinking a soda, you know, without the sugar. Alkaline water is one of the biggest scams in our world today when it comes to water and brands that are being sold to us at our supermarkets and our stores and wherever you're getting your water.
Yes, brands like Essentia.
Life Water.
Smart Water.
Evermore.
Flow.
Cure.
Aqua Hydrate.
Or Icelandic Waters, just to name a few.
So what is this alkaline water scam?
The scam is you're being told at our grocery stores that you're buying a water that is alkalized and, you know, antioxidant rich and has a low ORP level.
What's ORP?
ORP stands for oxidation reduction potential. So when oxidation occurs in our water or whatever liquid we're drinking, the oxidation is damaging our molecules in our cells, causing us to age faster. So when we take antioxidants or antioxidant-rich water or drinking it, we're preventing oxidation, which is helping us to age slower and keep us looking younger.
Oxidation is dehydrating us rather than hydrating us, and dehydration is one of the most major causes of dis-ease in the body. We're made up of water. And our healing water doesn't come from pipes, bottles, or drains. Healing water, it's active. It's hydrogen-rich. Its original form.
And that is what we are being told that we are being sold at the grocery stores when we purchase brands like Essentia being sold for $3.50 for a 1 liter bottle of it. And it's the polar opposite of it. You're getting none of that. You're not getting any of the benefits that they're advertising because the second that goes into your body and mixes with the CO2 in your body, it turns 100% acidic, and there's no point to it. America is actually adding carcinogenic chemicals to these brands of alkalized water like chlorine, and they're not doing their job. So we're having chemicals added to our water and we're being charged for it. It's a huge scam. It's just a veil that's being put over our eyes, and we're about to rip that veil off hardcore.
Yep, and stop throwing money in the wrong places.
Yes, let's get some water in our bodies that is actually going to benefit us and heal us. Yes. And give us energy and life, what it's supposed to do.
Yes, and actually do for our highest good.
Mm-hmm. Our greatest and highest good.
In our last podcast, we told you guys that we were going to be visiting a water well in Portland. Unfortunately, it's closed due to COVID. However, we still want to thank our solar sister, Chantel, for telling us about Kangen Water. We were actually able to find a Kangen Water store. And on the outside, it says, change your water, change your life. And I'm not kidding you guys when I told Christina, let's go in there and say,
we're ready to change our lives.
You guys, seriously, this store was so incredible. So incredible, wasn't it?
Yes, it really was.
We met the owner. Her name is Mickey Meisner, and she is such an amazing soul.
So special.
So sweet. Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy we met her.
She's awesome.
Along with Heidi Frazier. Mm-hmm. She was fabulous yesterday when we went in there. Yes, just as amazing. Two very special souls that we are so happy to have in our lives now. Yes. Two new solar sisters. Oh my goodness. But anyways, their store is
It's beautiful.
There's so many words I could choose, but
it's welcoming, it's inviting,
it's flowing energy.
Yes.
And
it's happiness,
and
for sure.
It is the home and the only home in our area of the Kangen Water System.
Yes.
That you can purchase or sign up for membership. They're located at 6700 Northeast 162nd Avenue, suite number 420. Hey!
Yep. In Vancouver, Washington.
And they have a lot of incredible memberships that you can sign up for, different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And we highly recommend, after our listeners are learning a little bit more about Kangen today, that they definitely go and pay them a visit.
Mm-hmm. They have a 2-week free membership.
Yes, 2-week free trial where you get a gallon of Kangen water daily. Mm-hmm. And you can see the differences it makes in your body and your energy and your health. Yes. So we are going to dive in deep today to everything that they educated us on yesterday. And we're just beginners in this. And we are excited to learn more
and share.
So here we go.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. What is Kangen? Kangen means in Japanese to return to origin.
So water is returning to its original form.
Yes.
Got it.
So these Kangen water machines, what they're doing is taking your ordinary tap water and transforming it into healthy, fresh-tasting, alkaline drinking water without any carcinogenic chemicals. So how does it do it? This machine adds on an electron to the hydrogen, creating a diatomic molecular hydrogen gas. So when this is added to drinking water, it produces antioxidant-rich, chlorine-free, alkalized, ionized, hydrogen-rich, electrolyzed Kangen water. It connects to your tap and goes through a process of electrolysis for an endless supply.
And what's so great about it is that Kangen water stays alkalized because it's fresh and it's electric, whereas bottled alkalized water turns acidic, which is the opposite of what you want. You want alkalized, antioxidant-rich water that is actually going to hydrate you, because when you have acidic drinks, you're dehydrating yourself. And we went ahead and we did some research, and we had some readings off an ORP reader. Mm. And we followed some tests that tested all the brands of water, and just showed what their acidity and alkaline levels truly are. And it's pretty insane. You want to be in the negative to be alkalized and be hydrating. If you're acidic at all, you're dehydrating your body. So things like Arrowhead brand, it was positive 300.
Yeah, Life Water was positive 270.
Smart Water was 285.
Dasani, 280.
Sprite was 405.
Coke was 425. And Gatorade was 360.
And the ringer at the end, Essentia, is over positive 200, whereas they advertised alkalized 9.5 pH.
Crazy.
They are not alkalized at all. And it is alkalized. Let me correct that. It is alkalized when you pour it out of the bottle. But the second you blow any CO2 into it, which guess what? When you drink it, your body has all the CO2. So it is turning it acidic once it's hitting your body, which is dehydrating you just like a soda, minus the sugar and obviously the color dyes and all that stuff. But it is dehydrating you just the same. Yes. And that is disgusting.
Gross.
And I have been deceived and mm-hmm. I am upset.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
And what was Mickey saying? She was saying, you don't know what you don't know.
That's
so
true.
Not to be too hard on yourself, but it's just, you're so mad because I've spent thousands of dollars on Essentia literally every year, and I'm not doing anything for myself.
Well, right. You think that you're doing the research already from the beginning to take those steps to get the better water in your body, to try to hydrate yourself, and then you're still being deceived.
Yeah, and it's actually, it hurts. It sucks, you know, when you're trying to be health conscious and then you find out somebody you trusted or a brand you trusted is, they don't really care at all and they're just out for the money and, what if it's advertising? I don't know. It's just frustrating.
It is frustrating, but it's really, really beautiful to know that Kangen water is around and, you know, you can probably easily get it from a distributor, but we need it.
Yes, we need it. Everybody needs this. Everybody deserves this.
Absolutely.
It's, the machine is pretty expensive machine, but there are memberships and I'm sure multiple different cities around the country that you can have memberships to go get as much water as you want a day for $40 a month.
Perhaps.
I don't know. You have to research in your own city. But here in Vancouver, we are blessed and very, very lucky that Mickey Meisner decided to open the Kangen Water Store. And we are so excited. Getting back on track, we just got a little distracted. So Kangen water, when tested with this ORP reader, was negative 400 to negative 800, depending on the pH level that you have the machine set at, because you can set it at multiple different pH levels, depending on if you're washing vegetables or if you're making a hand sanitizer or something to intake into your body. She started us off yesterday at, what was it?
It was 8.5.
8.5 pH, and she just wanted to see how our bodies handle that because it cleanses you out. You will be shocked once you try this water what it does to your digestion.
Yeah, it detoxes you.
Yes, so we didn't have any headaches or anything being detoxed. So we got bumped up to a 9.0 mm-hmm. pH today, and hopefully tomorrow will be 9.5 or tomorrow the day after. But anyways, that's true alkalized water, antioxidant rich water. You need to be in the negatives. There's also other things like vitamin C and green tea and cod liver oil pills you can take that also have negative numbers. Some examples are vitamin C has an antioxidant level of negative 100, where cod liver oil pills have a level of negative 300, and green tea having a level of negative 200. You know, even if you are unable to access this Kangen water, you can at least add these things into your lives to where it's at least maybe balancing out the numbers of the water you are using, because these things are antioxidant rich. So maybe it's serving some sort of infusion, you know,
absolutely,
to help lower the levels. So those are some things to definitely think about.
Yeah. So most people in the world, including us until yesterday, are drinking acidic water and drinks with high oxidation levels. So intaking these are causing oxidative stress on the body. Oxidative stress causes all the degenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, arthritis, lupus, anxiety, depression, dermatitis, just to list a few.
So when you're drinking this Kangen water, the molecular hydrogen is smaller than vitamin C by 88 times. And because it's so small, it has the capability of crossing the blood-brain barrier, and it effectively scavengers for free radicals and promotes cellular and overall health. So it is magical water. It's healing water. It's literally healing water. So
gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yep, gulp, gulp, gulp. So if you're not able to access this water, there are three properties in water that you should be looking for before picking out your water. You need to be looking for ORP, at things like ORP, the pH, and microclustering. It's very important.
Now onto something completely insane, like our local tap water from Clark County, and all the things that are in it we can't wait to share. Yuck.
Yes, we found out. We went to ewg.org/tap water, and it shows the list of every county in the country, whichever one you're in, and it shows what contaminants are in that water system and how they're harmful to you. So Clark County, we have a total of 19 contaminants.
Yuck.
With 8 that exceed the health guidelines for human beings.
Wow.
Gross.
Wow.
So some of those things that are in our tap water are things like arsenic, which in Clark County, there is 525 times the safe human consumption level of arsenic in our tap water.
Yeah, and like nitrate, which is 2.5 times more, and chromium, 22 times.
And what does this say? Don't butcher me if I say this wrong. Bromodichloromethane, which is 8.4 times the human consumption level that's safe. Radium, 20 times. What's that say? Dibromochloromethane, 3.9 times the safe human level. And
radium.
Yep, and trihalomethanes at 10 times.
And all of these have potential effects of leading to cancer.
And it lists this on the website. It says these things cause cancer. They're telling us. They have to tell us. But it was surprising to see that, like, what did you say, Ridgefield, their water, what was their water like?
Like 3 contaminants.
3 contaminants. Of being over, so we had 8 over, so they have 3 over. Battleground had
about the same as Ridgefield, but you can go on this website and see your local water. You just put in your zip code, and you can see the levels of all the different kinds of things that are in our water, and not every water has the exact same things.
No, so Clark County, we seem to have the worst of it, even over the city of Vancouver. Clark County's water matches LA County's in Los Angeles is their level of contamination in their water. That blew my mind right there, because we're such a green state and you think LA smog and just blah, blah, blah. But we are getting the same lovely hydration. Just joking. It's dehydration that they are getting. So nobody should have this. Crazy.
And something to note is that our bodies absorb 6 cups of water when taking a bath or a shower. So knowing what's in your local water is very important.
Yeah, because you don't really think about it. It's not only what we're drinking, it's what's what you're showering in and what's going on to your skin and drying out your skin just the same as it's drying out your organs.
Yeah.
And wasn't Miss Mickey Meisner, wasn't she telling you that there's a filter at Home Depot?
Yes.
That you can buy for your shower.
Yeah, that floor, that filters out chlorine.
And how much is that?
It's about $50 to $60. I did some research last night to get my own. On Amazon as well, there are a few on there too that can range on the prices.
And that's pretty affordable.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, we're going to take things for a turn now and head in a different direction. And we are going to be talking about changing the molecular structure of your water, which is through water meditation. And we would like you to listen to this with an open mind. Some people might think it's a little silly, but this is something that has been tested and there's tons of studies and reports on this. So try to keep an open mind and just hear us out on this. So most people have no idea the amount of energy that you can transfer to water. Water conducts energy, and it is very transformable. It all depends on the intent that you're sending out. If you look up what happens when you talk to your water, the difference between anger, love, hate, and peace are all completely different. The molecular structure of the hydrogen molecule completely changes, and this can be seen and measured under a microscope. We are made up of water and energy, so the idea that you could change the molecular structure of water because it already conducts energy should make sense, that you could alter that and that could help and alter your body in healing, because that is, at the end of the day, what we are made of.
You're absolutely right. But how do we talk to our water? First, let's learn some history. So to give a quick little history lesson about this, there was a Japanese scientist named Dr. Masuda Emoto. He published his book called Hidden Messages, in which he investigated how water handles different energies. He was doing things like exposing water to music, and he noticed the crystal structure changed when the music was positive. But when the music was negative, the crystal structure would get very ugly or deformed.
And then he exposed the water to words, but speaking to it or labeling it. When exposed to negative words, no crystals formed. But when exposed to positive words like love or peace, the water produced these beautiful crystals.
Yeah, they were really pretty, and different types of words made different types of snowflake-looking crystallized structures.
And if we are 90% water, and our thoughts can change water, and just by speaking to it, imagine what it's doing to us when we're intaking it after we've done this.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy to think about.
So crazy. And
wrap your head around.
Well, it's not that crazy, because water holds memory. Water is related to our conscious and our subconscious. The energy we infuse into our water is held there.
So these affirmations really work.
Yeah. The idea is that you're taking in that blessing that you programmed your water with.
Saying things like, I love you.
You're amazing.
You're beautiful.
You're smart.
And just compliment your water. And yes, you're going to feel silly doing this at first, but just try it. And honestly, just like stick with it. Like, you don't have to do it around anybody. Mm-hmm. But yes, you're literally going to be sitting there with your gallon of water or your cup of water and literally staring at it like, I love you, water. You're beautiful, water.
Yes.
You're successful. You're abundant, etc., etc.
Something to think about is that if you are out in public with your water, think about it. Think those positive thoughts into your water before you drink it.
You are kind. You are talented. You're amazing.
I give thanks for this clean and healthy water.
I love you so much.
Yes, I love you and thank you.
Yeah, you have great things coming your way. So it looks silly and you're going to feel silly, but then you're drinking this and you're intaking it, and those molecules have been changed. And if you had a microscope on you at the time, you would be able to witness this with your naked eye. So it is real. We're not kooky badooky. But we are going to do a
Water challenge!
14-day water challenge of talking to our water and programming it and intaking it.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if we feel any different after it. So today will be...
Day one.
So we'll let you guys know 2 weeks later how talking to our water has gone. And it will get more comfortable as you go. You won't feel silly after a few days, I bet.
Right? No. And if you guys are going to do it too, which please do, let us know how it works for you.
Yeah, it's a challenge. We want to know if you think or if it's crazy or if you notice a difference. But I think that everybody will notice a difference if they're truly doing it. Again, there's been countless studies on this and research done, and all the studies have, no studies have proven against this theory.
Right.
So, and it's not even a theory because it's been measured.
No.
It's been proven. So, you know, try this out.
And remember, water is our life force.
Yep. And spirit moves through water and we are spirit. So, yeah, I think we are going to wrap it up today. I think we've gone as far as we can go with the Kangen and our knowledge that we have on it so far.
Yes.
But in the future and down the road, not the far road, the very near road, we are going to be going to the Kangen Water Store to host our podcast there with the owner, Mickey Meisner.
Yes.
And Heidi Frazier. I'm hoping she'll be there as well too, but we're gonna have a really fun time and they're gonna give people a much more detailed and factual interview on Kangen Water and how it's changed their lives and the community's lives and what they've witnessed firsthand. So we're very excited to see them soon.
Yes.
And next week
we will be talking about breathing, doing our breathing exercises, as well as breathing meditations and practices that have the ability to change your brain from a beta to a theta, and in some practices, even a theta state.
And once you're at a theta state, you're basically on the astral plane and, you know, you're having an experience. You're having an out-of-body experience, maybe still awareness that your body is there, but you are communicating with source. You're communicating with whatever you want to.
Well, that's going
to be. You're just on that plane.
That's going to be an exciting podcast. I'm so excited. Thank you, guys.
It takes some practice, but man, is it worth it. So again, we want to thank our new friends and solar sisters at the Kangen Water Store. And again, a big, big, big thank you to our solar sister, Chantel, for putting us on this wave that we were able to ride out. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to
the Solar Sisters Podcast.
See you next week.